You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
On April Fool's Day, the Linux kernel 4.16 finally arrived after 7 release candidates. And while this release is bigger than usual, Torvald's release is not a joke. Overall, the kernel is heavy with improvements and fixes for architectures, drivers, etc., and of course, security updates to Spectre and Meltdown. If 4.16 isn't enough kernel news for you, then 4.17 is reported to be on its way. After the most recent heavy release, 4.17 will shed 500,000 lines of code. This will be achieved by removing support and drivers for older CPU architectures. Users are reminded that modern kernels and operating systems call for modern hardware, and upgrading is something that we all have to face. Speaking of face, Facebook is facing further scrutiny. What was thought to be a data breach of 50 million users is now estimated as affecting 87 million users. With over 2 billion Facebook users worldwide, one might say that an equal number are affected by this behavior. We are reminded that Facebook also owns Instagram, whose users were left out of the original figures, and the popular messenger WhatsApp, which has not been reported to be part of the data sharing incident. What is real? Virtual reality has taken off again, but now a GNU/Linux VR desktop environment has become a reality. Safe Places is the first open source VR desktop environment and is designed in a way that its code can be reused with little changes. And it will be interesting to see how people type while wearing a VR headset. Mozilla also wants to get in on the open source VR action. Firefox Reality is the new open source browser that can work on standalone AR and VR headsets. While Mozilla isn't entirely aware of the privacy implications of mixed reality, privacy is one of the prime focal points during the development. And if one headset isn't enough already, MIT researchers have created Alter Ego, a headset that interprets users' words that are spoken out loud in mind without actually speaking. This outdoes other virtual assistants that require voice. The idea was to develop a computing platform that melds human and machine. While other projects like UbiPort's Ubuntu Touch are designing, quote, convergence devices, end quote, technology like Alter Ego isn't what they had in mind. Virtual reality was popularized in gaming, but now we can see it creeping into other parts of reality. Meanwhile, in gaming, although non-Windows machines continue to lag in terms of support by game developers, the Steam gaming platform creator Valve insists that there is still life in Linux gaming. Additionally, reporters state that as Microsoft continues to annoy gamers, it's important to find a better operating system for future gaming.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Vollbrecht for content creation.